إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده والنبيه ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Today والحمد لله ثم والحمد لله. I want just to share very quickly a reminder to you and to myself that today we have demonstrated to the entire world, alhamdulillah, including human beings and jinn, that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the greatest ummah in the history of humankind. That alhamdulillah, we as an ummah, not as a nation state, not as a government, not with no army, with no navy, with no national treasury, that alhamdulillah, we are the greatest ummah in the history of mankind. And we are, alhamdulillah, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that Allah has commanded us and we follow Allah's command, we obey Allah's laws without any police department. There's no mukhabarat that travels around to see are you fasting. There's no one checking your bank account to see if you pay zakah. Well, alhamdulillah, you do it because you want to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is amazing. That, well, alhamdulillah, every Muslim around the world will fast as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fasted. They will pray as the Prophet alayhi salam prayed. They will give zakah, alhamdulillah, the way the Prophet alayhi salam and his companions gave zakah. In a world that today, subhanallah, is filled with all kinds of technology, that still the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thank you, Aki. My voice is powerful, but not that powerful. I think we might need some technical assistance. That, alhamdulillah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has demonstrated that we are, alhamdulillah, worthy to be the Khalifatullah fil ard. And when we say Khalifa, what do we mean? I'm talking about the Quranic definition of Khalifa. The Quranic definition of Khalifa, that body that would convey the message La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah from one generation to the next generation. That's what makes you Khalifa. Not because you're in charge of a government, not because you're in charge of a military, but because you are in charge of preserving the salah and the zakat and the siyam and the hajj, alhamdulillah, believing in Allah. This is what makes us the one who would carry the burden to the next generation. Alhamdulillah, Allah has empowered us. Empowered us as an ummah that we are all fasting the same way all over the world. Whatever madhab you follow, alhamdulillah, from dawn until sunset, the same way. Subhanallah, with all of our races and ethnicities and languages, everyone, subhanallah, following in that way makes us powerful. Our prayer, alhamdulillah, our spending in Allah's cause, our reading as a global community of the Quran from the beginning to the end, every day in Ramadan, reciting Allah's book, standing in the night, You should be proud to say, I am part of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, I just want to remind you, maybe you forgot. In Ramadan, you had some interesting experiences. Maybe if you were a young person, you were sitting there and you had a piece of pizza you were saving for suhoor. And then you look at the time and the time passed and the pizza is talking to you. Abdullah, just eat me, just a little bit. And you say, no, Allah sees me. Alhamdulillah, when they came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet was asked by a man whose garment was exceedingly white and his hair was exceedingly dark and there was no sign of travel on him and none of us knew him. And he asked him, what is ihsan? He said, it is to worship Allah as if you see him, knowing, alhamdulillah, that you don't see Allah, but that Allah sees you. Our children, alhamdulillah, have learned to have this relationship of taqwa with Allah, that they obey Allah even when no one sees them. Now, you know, the United States incarcerates more of its own people than any other nation in the world. They need Islam. Because if those people had accepted this devotion to Allah, they would obey the law in public and in private. Well, alhamdulillah, in this month, you have been able to master your impatience. That for a month, alhamdulillah, you've been able to cool your passions. In a month, you have been able to tighten your relationship with Allah such that it empowers you to do it and say things that are right, no matter who doesn't like it. Alhamdulillah, from this month, Allah has promised us a reward without limit. Our dua, subhanallah, without limit, Allah can answer it. Do you know, subhanallah, there's no people that came with a prophet except that the prophet asked them to do something that would benefit them. The poor people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, Ya Rasulullah, we're following and we're doing what you ask us to do. But how can we get the reward that the rich people get? Because they can give a lot in zakat. In Ramadan, people gave a lot of zakat. Maybe some people, they said, Imam, I can't give that much. But Allah in His mercy, alhamdulillah, gave the Prophet something that he gave to us. And that is, he said, when you finish the salah, say subhanallah 33 times, alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 33 times, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, and Allah is going to give you a great reward, like the reward the rich people get. Subhanallah, the poor people, they start making the adhkar. And then after a few days, they come back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They said, Ya Rasulullah, we have a problem. Now the rich people are doing it too. How can we keep up with them? They're giving money and they're making the dhikr. How are we going to keep up with them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the riwayah, he said, Allah will reward you based on your sincerity. They said, subhanallah, we're straight. If it's about sincerity, when we don't have nothing, we gave up our food in Ramadan, we gave up money in Ramadan, we gave up everything. If it's based on sincerity, then subhanallah, even a poor person has a chance. And so for us, alhamdulillah, from our sincerity, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to continue after the month of Ramadan has finished. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anyone who fasts the month of Ramadan and completes it and follows it with 6 days of fasting, it would be as if they fasted all year. That means, I know that we're eating today, I love eating today, subhanallah. The sunnah to eat before you come to the prayer, this Eid. I love it, but in a day or two, subhanallah, I'm gonna go back. Because I've become habituated to waking up in the middle of the night. I've become habituated reading the Quran. I've become habituated in spending in Allah's cause. Now that I have the habit, subhanAllah, just keep going. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might reward you with the best in this life and the best in the hereafter. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ما بعد. I just, beloved brothers and sisters, I want to congratulate you. It has been, for many of us, a great month. And I want to tell you two short stories. Two. The first story is about a child I met last Eid, Darul Noor Islamic Center. And I went over to him after the Eid prayer, and you know, you're shaking everybody's hands. And I said, how do you feel? And he said, alhamdulillah. I'm kind of sad, you know, it's sad, alhamdulillah. Not the alhamdulillah. He was like, alhamdulillah. So I said, well, why you say it like that? You know, and your parents, they look at you like, come on, say it the right way. He said, you know, alhamdulillah. I said, you seem a little sad. He said, yes, I'm sad. I said, well, why are you sad? He said, because Ramadan is over. Now you think for a child, Ramadan is over, they'd be happy, right? Not like you. I said, well, why are you sad that Ramadan's over? He said, because in Ramadan, I get to have dinner with my family every night. And now that the month is over, we go back to the way we used to be. He said, in Ramadan, every night I see my friends. I pray a little and then we go and play a little. Every night. Every morning in Ramadan, my parents wake me up and we have suhoor together and we spend family time. It's just us. No TV, no radio, no cell phone, no text message, no Facebook, nothing. Just us. He said, for me, that's Ramadan. And when Ramadan is over, we go back to the way we used to be. And so I'm inviting you, don't go back to the way you used to be, especially for your children. Keep them, we live in America and very isolated. Maybe if you are back home or down home, you open the back door and you run out and go and visit and play with your friends and your grandmother and your uncles are there. In America, you can't do that. You're afraid just to go in the hallway. Ramadan is that opportunity to create the gatheredness of the ummah. And so I'm inviting you parents to inconvenience yourselves after Ramadan to continue the relationship with Allah and that relationship with our community. The second story is to tell you about a woman I spoke to who received some zakat al-fitr. When she received the call to tell her that she's going to be a recipient of zakat al-fitr, she broke down and started crying. She said, I stayed up all night. I couldn't go to sleep because I'm an old woman and I'm a widow and I don't have any sustenance. So I just stayed up all night praying to Allah in Ramadan that somehow Allah would bless me to have a few dollars just to fix my car and pay my rent. She said, I apologize that I'm breaking down, but I'm just so grateful to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said, tell the brothers and sisters who gave this sadaqah, tell them, alhamdulillah, I'm making dua for them that Allah might bless them and their families because they care for an old widow like me. That's who you are. And so I'm going to tell you today, you were hungry in Ramadan for taqwa. Stay hungry. You were hungry in Ramadan to be in Jama'ah. Stay hungry. You were hungry in Ramadan for peace around the world and justice. Alhamdulillah, stay hungry. You were hungry all day in Ramadan for the love of Allah, and you were hungry to be near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay hungry. And you were hungry in Ramadan to walk in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay hungry. Stay hungry, alhamdulillah, not for the things of this world, but for the love of Allah and His Rasul and His Ummah. Allahumma dina fi man hadayt, wa'afina fi man afayt, wa tawallana fi man tawallayt. Oh Allah, guide us among those whom you have guided. Protect us among those whom you have protected. Take us as a friend, Ya Allah, among those whom you have taken as a friend. Oh Allah, we ask for your mercy and your peace on those who are suffering, Ya Allah, around the corner and around the world. Oh Allah, we ask that you help us to become emissaries of your peace. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam wa tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Oh Allah, we ask, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasnatan wa fil akhirati hasnatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Akhina jannata ma'abrar ya aziz ya ghafar. يا رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله كريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين آمين تكبير 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 ولله الحمد Eid Mubarak to you all. Go out, have some fun, and don't forget to donate. Samir is going to look at me. Don't forget to donate generously. Alhamdulillah. And by the way, if I look Moroccan today, that's because today is Moroccan day. Alhamdulillah. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak Saeed.
Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak.
Mubarak. Eid
Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Akramakallah. Eid Kareem.
Excuse me, Iman.
Yes.
Ask
Eid Mubarak. Alhamdulillah. Kulan
Zafir.
Yes. Ya Allah. Allah. Hey, okay, things are good, Shaykh.
Oh, okay,
man. I'm glad I got to see you,
Shaykh. Yeah,
I'm glad.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Allah, Allah. Quick. Mahmoud, you get everywhere, man. You are everywhere.
Oh,
I love it. Let's take another one. I was looking away, man.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Alhamdulillah. This is time, man. Hayakum Allah. Allah, yeah, no. I'm dressed like Moroccan, but I'm salam like Sudan.
I'm Sudanese.
Yeah, Alhamdulillah. Allah very big. Ameen. Jameel. Wa alaykum salam wa Allah. Kulan khair. Okay. Alhamdulillah. We got the high tech here. You see. Alhamdulillah. Ramakallah. Oh.
I got one next to me.
Is there any Latino speaking person?
He say if you can speak.
Okay, let's first speak English then.
Assalamu alaikum. We have a Spanish speaking television station here. And if there are any Spanish speaking Muslims in the house, if you will come to the library bidnillah for a short interview to share with the Spanish speaking world how we celebrate Eid in our community bidnillah. If you're Spanish speaking, inshallah, if you'll join us in the library for a small
a short interview with Nila. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum
assalam.
How are you, sir?
Alhamdulillah. Eid Mubarak.
I was really blessed with you.
Alhamdulillah. Eid Kareem. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Sheikh.
Thank you.
Wa alaikum assalam. Eid Kareem. Alhamdulillah.
Can you?
Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. All right. All right. Why is you ready for 2 minutes? Inshallah. Somebody.
Please.
How's the family, man?
Alhamdulillah.
How many babies now?
Two.
Two. Allah.
So far.
He been married a year and a half. He got two children already.
Just give a couple more, please.
He's still hungry. No, that's it, man. It's a quarter. You got a quarter system. Wa alaikumussalam. I love everything, Sheikh. Eid Kareem. Inshallah, may Allah continue. Yeah, inshallah. Yeah, subhanAllah. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir. You got it?
You got it?
See the aunt. Allah. Okay. Hey, alhamdulillah. All right, man. We're going to be on Instagram, man. Watch out. Everybody, where's back home?
Bangladesh.
Everybody in Bangladesh is going to see this.
Dhaka.
Alhamdulillah.
One more with
Dhaka. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sweetie? Oh, different daddy. Okay, sorry. Allah. We got to be close.
Can you make it wider? Or closer?
All right, we just squeeze in.
Literally squeeze.
All right, man, we're going to Bangladesh, man, so you just got to be right.
Thank Alhamdulillah.
You. Thank you very much. Allah. Wa alaikum assalam. Stay hungry.
Stay hungry.
Alhamdulillah. Eid Kareem.
Take a picture. Yeah. Come on.
Alhamdulillah. Eid Mubarak.
One more.
Alhamdulillah.
It's okay. Push it wrong back.
The Samsung Galaxy, see?
Yeah, Galaxy, mashallah. One more.
Better close, better.
All right, alhamdulillah.
More success.
I love it if we get it. Come on, may Allah accept it. Has.
Got to give this brother Salam real quick here.
Alhamdulillah.
Wow. Allah.
Yeah. Allah Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.
Come with Allah. May Allah accept it from us. Inshallah.
My handsome brother.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, so he always say, you could look like dirt, man. He'd be like, my handsome brother.
We used to go to school again.
Oh, yeah.
He was always an A student, man. I mean, this guy was mentality.
By the time you saw me.
Yeah,
before then.
And this guy was.
It was a road.
You know, he used to cut the lights on and say, Hassan, hurry up, man. You're too slow. You were way in the back with the B minus.
Alhamdulillah. Come close.
That was a beautiful cookie.
How's everything?
Everything's peaceful.
How the youth, man?
I mean, you guys did fantastic this Ramadan.
Inshallah. It's amazing.
I have a lot of dues to the palace and Al-Firdaus, inshallah. I mean.
I remember when this guy, man. I remember this guy. He was like little people, man. Alhamdulillah. Now I got to look up, man. Alhamdulillah. All right, so what's on tap, man?
I'm trying to finish college.
Inshallah. Try, don't try. Just finish college. I'm finishing college. That's it. Inshallah. That's it. Assalamu alaikum. I got to get this guy right here. I got to get him. You know who this guy is? You know who this is? Do you know who this is?
Nobody.
You know who this is? You know who this is?
I'm nobody.
Not you. This is Mahdi Bray's son.
Mashallah.
It's Mahdi's son.
You don't take much time, brother. You mean the one he was getting a talk on the
Ilsa? Yeah.
Mashallah.
Sound like
Muslim Prison Project back in the day, first National Muslim Prison Project. I used to go to his father's house. Because I'd be calling on the phone, right? And phone just keep ringing. I'm like, man, this brother need to get an answering machine, right? I get to the house, he's there, right? I said, You know, I love you and everything, brother, you know, because, I mean, he was, back then, he was Mashy Gray, and I was, you know, so I was, like, sneaking in, oh, brother Maddie, you know, hey, man,